Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today our guests are Sarah Wagner, Arletha Jones, and Boston Christopher, here to talk about Arletha's new play, Make Good the Fires, which is opening at Cyrano's tonight. Now, what the heck does that title mean?
Oh, the title, it's a one of my metaphors. The play is full of many metaphors. It's just the... her call to action. My character's name is Lena Morrow Lewis, and her call to action. And as I started to study about her life and read about her, the imagery of fire just kept coming up, and she wrote about it quite a bit.
She was a fiery old broad.
Yeah, she was.
We should we should start with who Lena Morrow Lewis is.
That's the thing, right.
Why don't you tell us who Lena Morrow Lewis is, Arletha?
Lena Morrow Lewis is a woman who came to Alaska in 1912, and she was a prominent socialist for the Socialist Party of America during that time. And she came to Alaska to organize miners and just sort of spread the good news all around.
The news of socialism.
Collective democracy, yes.
Okay, this is in the days before they had like a miners' union,
right.
AFL-CIO.
Right.
It's like Eugene Debs' time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and Sarah, you play the eponymous
I play
heroine.
Lena Morrow Lewis.
Okay, Lena Morrow Lewis.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And Boston, Christopher, you're the director.
I am the director.
Who came up to do the show.
Yeah, and actually Sarah came up to do the show as well. So we've got...
I live here.
Arletha lives here. And Sarah just moved to Los Angeles. I've been in Los Angeles for a number of years now. But we both were in Anchorage, of course. I grew up here and Sarah was here for a number of years. And we're very excited to be back. We've had such a great time working on this play and it's been a lot of fun. It's a brand new play, we should say that. Cyrano's has commissioned 5 world premieres. This is the year of statehood, 50th anniversary of that. So Cyrano's is doing a bunch of new plays regarding statehood. And this one, it's not so much that it's about statehood, or it's really sort of a celebration of this woman's life. And it's not really about Alaska. It's not really about socialism. Those are sort of the backdrops to the story. And the story really is about Lena Morrow Lewis and her life and her struggles through that life and her questions about what she did and how that affects her in the end of her life. And... So it's a great sort of character examination of this woman. And I should also say it's not a one-woman show. It's there are other actors in the show, Jeff McCamish and Krista Schwarting. They both play multiple roles. So it's a three actors in the show, and the other actors sort of swirl around Lena and become other people as the show goes along.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah, as your role, the lead role here, how do you research this person? Did you have to go into the library as the playwright would have done, or it was all the character right there in the script and you just had
it? It was actually a combination. We had an amazing dramaturg also on this project, Jane Wenger, out of San Francisco area. And between Arletha's research... and Jane's research, I had something to go from, and then I did some internet research on my own, but I also really wanted, because this isn't, it's based on her life and looking at how dedicated she was to what she believed in and what a pioneering spirit she had. And we don't know that from recorded speeches and written things. So we have to take that, and as Arletha did, and think, where does this spirit come from inside of the person? Mm-hmm. So I took the history in, but at the same time, I just stopped at a certain point because I didn't want to regurgitate, what's been recorded in a history book, but find, how do I identify with this, with what I personally believe in and what sets me on fire in my life?
That's where the imagination comes in. And I want to add, too, that we also worked with Beverly Beaton, who's an historian up here, and she made available all of her files, and she's gone to the Socialist Library, I don't remember the name of it, in New York City, where Lena has huge files, and all of her photos and all of her letters are in there. So that's what I've been reading. And just, you said that, you did a little bit of research, Sarah, and it's interesting because I was doing so much research and reading and regurgitating all of that history, and then at some point, I think it was like maybe end of November, I put my files and everything away, and that was the last time I looked at them. I haven't looked at them since.
Yeah, because
it began with imagination.
The idea is that, you know, you don't want to have, it's not a history lesson with a chart and a, you know, a graph and a thing and a this and a that. It's sort of about what can we find with the magic of theater and how do we tell this tale. And I think Arlisha's done a wonderful job of that. And there's actually, there's some wonderful humor in the show as well as we go throughout. I mean, some of the characters that Lena encounters and some of the adventures that she has along the way are quite humorous. And it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it interests me because years ago I did a lot of reading on the history of the labor movement and women in the labor movement, especially working with miners, mm-hmm. is something really special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she would go to all of these mining camps just by herself as a woman traveling alone, and that was part of her appeal, not because she was a woman, but she was just an oddity. What's this woman doing here suddenly in the middle mm-hmm. of the wilderness? And, mm-hmm. and she knew how to use it and how to deliver her speeches. She was quite charismatic, as you'll see when you come see Sarah mm-hmm. tonight as the character.
Thank you.
Yeah. Arlisha, so the character, the situations you create, you dream them up. You said you got all this historical mm-hmm. data, then you put it aside, then you let your imagination kick in, mm-hmm. and you started creating theatrical, you know, the drama.
Right.
And everything. But what are the parameters? Like you say, you're working with a dramaturg. Mm-hmm. How did that process kick into the play, and how did that affect the actual shape of it?
Jane and I worked mostly by phone, and I did get to go down to her house in San Francisco, and Boston and Sarah were there, and we did a workshop. But the parameters, I would write, and then I would send her pages, and then we would just talk, not even so much about the pages, but just about the woman that was starting to take shape, and as we got to know her, and talking about this person, you know. So Jane was a wonderful help, and then also wonderful help in structuring the play, what scenes should come next. And it's not a linear play. I challenged myself to write a different kind of play than I've mm-hmm. written. So she said, you know, maybe this scene comes before this one. Or, you know.
Right, right. Well, in case mm-hmm. you're just joining us right now, we're talking to Arlisha Jones, Sarah Wagner, and Boston Christopher. They're talking about a new play, a world premiere that's opening tonight at Cyrano's called Make Good the Fires.
So, Sarah, you really like this role, I take it.
I do. It's it's exciting and terrifying at the same time, which is a pretty great, dare I say it, dynamic to get to work with. I mean, you always, when you get a role like this, you want to do that person justice, you know, because I've always thought of the title, the Make Good the Fires, as Lena sort of lighting this fire in the belly of people. And asking them to stand up and fight for themselves and go out and get things, you know, like the 8-hour work day and healthcare, which we still don't have, and mm-hmm. some things like that she was fighting for back then, and that fire has been lit and it's still burning. So just to be able to carry that on, you know?
And let me say this: Sarah's performance in this is what you would truly say is a tour de force. She doesn't leave the stage. I mean, she's on the stage for both acts the entire time, and she's magnificent. So. Mm-hmm. I encourage people to come out and see her in this role. It's unbelievable what she's doing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's very impressive. Mm-hmm. And this is back when socialism wasn't necessarily the dirty word.
No.
It became after World War II.
It was a third party. Yeah, it was a viable third party.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And for the rights and the fair treatment that it was a international workers' party, what were the conditions like back then in the mines? Were they, you know, totally horrendous?
I think that... I'm not sure what it was like in the mines,
no,
but I know
were great.
That
it, no, yeah. it was fun. It was milking cookies.
I'm sitting here with my mouth open saying, when is mining ever great?
Exactly. Right. You go into a hole in the ground with a pick and a shovel.
I know when she came to Alaska that one of the reasons they sent her up here, the Socialist Party sent her, was the miners were on strike along the Yukon, I think like 4,000 of them, because they were striking against the Northern Mining, or Alaska Mining Syndicate, I think was the name of it. And so it was... You know, that many men out on strike, it's, wow, let's go talk to them about socialism. It was
And then while she was up here, the railroad was started, so then she began organizing the railroad workers into a union as
well.
Was
Lena effective in organizing and making things change?
Mm-hmm. So she wasn't in Southeastern. I've just been assuming that she was in Southeastern.
No, she was. Her last stint in Alaska was at Juneau. And she stayed there. And she also started four newspapers while she was up here, so she had a newspaper in Juneau, too. And she there was, I guess she had a little cabin up on the hill back behind Juno, I think, and she would give lectures there. So people would come up there, and they called it their afternoon teas, and they would come up and have tea with her, and she would give a little lecture on socialism for children or women or workers that wanted to come. Her cabin was always open.
And was she met with a lot of opposition from, not so much from management, which you'd think they would, of course, and nobody gave up anything. It's a history of struggle, labor, and democracy. But as far as, like, the ordinary people, the civilians.
It's what's interesting about it is it seemed that, from what we found, is that the issues that people were bringing up, that the socialists were bringing up, were people were interested in. But particularly in actually voting them in, like the one election, Lena ran for territorial delegate against James Wickersham, and she only got about 10% of the vote. But some of the issues on the ballot that year, which were part of the socialist ticket, got about 80% of the vote.
Right.
So it was sort of like the issues were important, but they weren't strong enough to get the people in.
Well, just like today, that's half the battle. I mean, getting the issues even to be talked about, because you'll have these, you know, two parties, whatever you want to call it. They might be even two factions of the same party,
right.
The business party,
right.
And they don't talk about anything that's important.
They just wear a different color tie to the same party.
but as far as the substantive you know, quality of their content, they don't really get close to anything people care about.
Well, and you bring up a good point, because I think when we were working on this, I think part of what I saw in Arlisha's play was sort of pulling this woman from our past and kind of bringing her forward so that we can see what those struggles were, and you learn some of the issues that we're still struggling to get, as Sarah mentioned, and we're now kind of pulling her forward and saying, hey, we're in this time now still. We're still here, and some of the things she was talking about are very important.
What were her years? I mean, she came up in 16.
She was born in 1868, and she about 1902 is when I think she turned to the Socialist Party. She started in the temperance movement, then women's suffrages, and then over to socialism. Came up here in 1912, left here about 1917, and then she still stayed in the Socialist Party, but with World War I, the Socialist Party sort of kind of died. Debs went to jail, and that was about the end of them.
Yeah. As far as must be very scary and nerve-wracking to have this brand new play out there, especially
when... No, not
when,
at all.
Liar.
You're talking to me?
He's okay. Well, I mean, as opposed to something that is pure imagination, there's something because it's hooked into a historical... personage, and that, you know, it has a whole different audience of scrutiny facing it.
Oh, yeah.
So how did you, you know, this is your first historical drama.
Right.
How did you approach it?
Well, like I said, I had a lot of Bev's research and some other articles that I'd pulled, and I just decided at some point, and Jane and I actually talked about this, that I was writing a story based on a life. And really what I was interested in, even in the process, was how do the facts affect my imagination, and it becomes art. And that's, so I just told myself, I'm making art. I'm not making a historical textbook. I'm a playwright, not a scholar.
And that's the core of the play, the character, of course.
Right.
And that makes sense to me.
Because that's why we go. You know, we go to see real human beings, you know, interacting, and so that's the story we've told.
Yeah, and then that's the idea, and that's the purpose of the theatrical experience. Well, thanks so much. That's all we have time for. This is fascinating, brand new play by Arlisha Jones called Make Good the Fires, and it's opening tonight at Cyrano's. Thank you so much, Boston Christopher, director.
Thank you.
Sarah Wagner, who plays Lena.
Thank you.
And Arlisha, the playwright. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the stage tour calendar. Valley Performing Arts presents Night of the Iguana, which is at the Makatans Theater up in Wasilla. This show runs Friday, Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. through March the 22nd. For tickets and information, call 373-0195. That's 373-0195. Or you can go to www.valleyperformingarts.org.
And at Cyrano's, the world premiere of Make Good the Fires opens tonight and runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. through March the 29th. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net or call Cyrano's at 274-2599. Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.